Harold Gaiman, who chairs the independent board investigating February's Space Shuttle Columbia accident, and NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe yesterday testified before the Senate Commerce Committee. It was the first time the two had appeared together to discuss the causes of the shuttle failure. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
O'Keefe, the administrator, arrived with coffee in a paper cup. Gaiman, the investigator, with a small model of the space shuttle. The two sat side by side before the committee. Often, they clashed. At one point, O'Keefe was asked about the most likely explanation for what caused the accident, that a piece of foam broke off during Columbia's launch and damaged the leading edge of the shuttle's wing. Why, he was asked, given the age of the shuttle, had NASA not done more testing of the leading edge to see how it was holding up? O'Keefe said those tests would have required disassembling the wing. Gaiman disagreed.
We consulted experts inside, outside NASA, and oh, by the way, when we consulted experts at NASA, we got the same pushback that the administrator got. The systems are not perfect, and yeah, we'll have to take them off in order to do this, and we found that to be not relevant to our discussion. You cannot fly an orbiter with 25-year-old pieces of equipment that you don't know the condition of them.
Another time, O'Keefe was asked how often foam had hit the shuttle. He answered that foam from the same place had come off four times. Gaiman jumped in to clarify. Overall, insulating foam has come off some part of the rocket during every launch, he said. And every launch, on average, the foam damages 30 heat-resistant tiles on the shuttle's underside. The Accident Investigation Board won't have its official answer to what should change at NASA until August at the earliest, but Gaiman offered a preview of what some of its conclusions might be, though he stressed these were his own opinions. NASA, he said, needs to have a large group of engineers and managers who are focused on safety, and they need to be independent of everyone else. It's not that way now.
The key advisors, the people who would bring up alternative points of view, the people who would say, wait a minute, this is not safe, they can't come and argue their cases with 18 inches worth of documentation because they aren't funded well enough. They're not independently funded. There aren't enough people in there. And when you get into these very technical issues about whether this is safe or whether or not this signal is important, you have to come with data. These are engineers. You have to come with facts and data and studies. You can't just get in there and wave your arms and beat your breast. To us, it seems that this is the flaw in the system.
O'Keefe didn't comment on Gaiman's proposal, but later, speaking to reporters, he worried that an independent group dedicated to raising safety concerns could grind operations to a halt. Senator John McCain, who chairs the committee, asked during the hearing if there wasn't something more investigators could point to. How could no one be responsible? These decisions aren't made by machines, he said. NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe spoke up.
There is no ambiguity on who's responsible. There are specified folks with name, faces, serial numbers, and paychecks that are chair of the mission management team and members of it that make determinations and are responsible for that. There will be accountability here. We're awaiting the report. There are certain changes that have to be made. But in the end, there is no line or argument of a mushmouth system here of how these decisions are arrived at.
After the hearing, O'Keefe was asked if he had sought anyone's resignation and replied, no comment. The investigation board will move from Texas to Washington, D.C. on June 1st to begin writing up its report. But Gaiman also told the committee his board, with NASA's help, had only just begun looking into a question it had been putting off.
What, if anything, could have been done? How close did the astronauts come to surviving this? And in the early part of this investigation, the board decided there were still too many emotions, too many egos, and too many feet stuck in concrete to address that.
The initial findings, he says, are that the crew could have survived in orbit for several days longer than originally thought. Doing nothing, he says, was not the right answer. On this point, NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe agreed. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington. Thank you.